The beauty of self-hypnosis is you're always in control. You can choose whether you want to use the induction or the techniques to go further and further and deeper into relaxation. You can also choose to use the keywords I instill to return to this state anytime you wish. It's always up to you. There's no need for fear or negative stigma because you are always in control. Also, as you use this, make sure you do not use it while driving or using any machinery because you can hurt yourself. You will hear in the background a theta beat. This beat entrains your brain to that specific beat so that you can go further and further and deeper into relaxation. Again, you control whether or not you want to go to that state. So relax, take a deep breath, find a perfect position. And remember, after you find that position, do not move. Just stay there and relax deeper and deeper into relaxation. So right now, take a deep breath in through your nose, puffing out your belly up into your chest, and then hold that breath up at the top of your head as long as you can, and then release that breath through your mouth, down your spine, into your tailbone. One more time, deep breath in, puffing out your belly, your chest, up to the top of your head, holding, holding as long as you can, and then breathing out through your spine into your tailbone. One more time. Holding, holding. Letting go through your spine, relaxing your spine into your tailbone. Now I'd like for you to do that two more times. This time really holding your breath at the top of your crown. Now, if you wish, I'd like for you to breathe easily and deeply, more regular, bringing your attention to your hands and your feet. If you'd like, you can start to feel them warm, melting, relaxing, releasing all tension. All muscle strain, every cell relaxing, going deeper and deeper as it grows heavier and warmer. And if you wish, you can feel that warmth moving up your arms and your legs, deeper, relaxing, releasing every muscle, every cell. As the warmth moves up your legs and your arms to your elbows and your knees, releasing and relaxing, going deeper and deeper, feeling heavier, more relaxed. And if you'd like, you can feel the warm relaxation going up further to your shoulders and your hips, releasing any muscle tension, relaxing, letting go, feeling heavy, warm, as you go deeper and deeper into relaxation. You feel that warmth going up into your groin and your back and your stomach, all the way up through your solar plexus, letting go, releasing any tension, feeling that warmth fill your belly, going up into your chest, releasing and relaxing your breath even further, your back, If you'd like, you can feel that warm heaviness flowing up into your neck, releasing your neck, relaxing, letting every muscle, every cell relax, going deeper and deeper into relaxation. And if you'd like, you can feel that warm, relaxing heaviness flow up into your skull, up into the back of your head, across the top of your head, and your ears, relaxing, releasing, as your head starts to feel heavy. And if you wish, you can start to relax your forehead, relaxing every muscle, every cell, releasing every line, every wrinkle. They all dissipate as you relax and release, feeling more and more warmth in the area. And if you'd like, you can release all those muscles, all that tension around your eyes, smoothing out every line, every crease, every cell, letting go, releasing, going deeper and deeper as you start to feel heavier and heavier, as you feel the warmth moving lower into your face. You feel that relaxation wash across your cheeks and your nose, allowing yourself to relax every muscle, every cell, relaxing the muscles around your mouth and inside of your mouth and lips, relaxing your tongue, letting go, relaxing your chin and your jaw. And if you need to, you can swallow easily as you go deeper and deeper into relaxation, letting go of any tension, any stress. Every cell becomes warm and heavy, relaxing deeper and deeper. You might feel your jaw open slightly. That's okay. Your breathing is more regular. Your eyes are heavier. And if you haven't already, you might want to close your eyes, going deeper and deeper into relaxation. And if you'd like, you can picture a stair, and in that staircase, you can see yourself grabbing the banister on the wooden staircase and starting to go down the 10 steps. And as you go down each step, you go further and further into relaxation. One, you feel yourself letting go, releasing, feeling heavier. Two, going down, 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 deeper into relaxation. Three, releasing any stress or tension. Every muscle is letting go and feeling heavy and warm. Three, deeper, deeper down, down. Four, deeper, relaxing. Five, down, down. Six, letting go of any tension that's left. Seven, down, down. Eight, releasing, relaxing. Nine, 10, you're the most relaxed you've ever been. You look around and you come to a path. And you can see in the path there's these beautiful trees and blue sky. You can Feel the warm sun and smell the beautiful pine trees and the flowers as you walk by. And you can hear rushing water. And you come to a cliff and you see a gorge that goes down, 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 so deep. And the water is rushing there beside it. And as you go across that path, you come to a roadblock, obstacles. And you pick up that first obstacle, and it's fear. And you take that fear and you throw it as hard as you can across the side of the gorge, and it crashes into a million pieces. And it goes down, down, down. And you let go of that fear, releasing it to the rushing water, never to be seen again. And you reach down for the biggest obstacle, the biggest rock. You might have to push it, or maybe you can lift it. It's up to you. And it's your obstacle. You name it. You roll it to the side of the gorge and you push it over, and it crashes against the side of the gorge, hitting everything as it goes down, bursting into a million pieces and washed away by the rushing water, never to be seen again. And as you continue on the path, because your obstacles are no longer there, you feel a sense of lightness, a sense of release, a sense of letting go. And as you continue, you come to a tunnel, and the tunnel is dark, and the darkness overwhelms you as you go past it and through it. And you go further and further into that tunnel, releasing and relaxing. And you can see the light on the other side of the tunnel. And as you get closer to it, it gets brighter and brighter. And as you step out of the tunnel, it hits you so brightly you're blinded. And you have to stay there for a second, just so that you can see. But you realize that the light is becoming you, and all of your particles are becoming light, releasing, relaxing, letting go, as the light dissipates and goes into the atmosphere, floating higher and higher, releasing, relaxing, becoming lighter and more at ease as you float into the atmosphere. And as you find yourself floating there, you start to concentrate, if you wish, on the space between your eyes. And as you concentrate, you can picture that space getting larger and larger as you go deeper and deeper into that space, and the stars as you go through that space start to rush by. But you notice as you continue, the stars come less and less. Pretty soon you're floating and there's just you floating there in space, as the space between your eyes gets larger and larger. And if you wish, you can picture yourself floating there in complete stillness. And in that stillness, that is where all possibility is. That is where divine is. You can find anything and everything there. As you're floating there, you realize there's a fold or a wrinkle in the universe, or a veil, and you can reach over and pull that veil aside, and there is this beautiful light being there on the other side. That light being is there waiting for you, waving for you to come to. Come. So you walk over if you choose. That light being hands you a gift. And you take that gift and you thank the light being. And you feel overwhelming gratitude for the light being, the divine being of energy. And as you walk away, you feel lighter, more relaxed and happy than you have in a really long time. And as you pull the veil closed and you begin to float, you realize that that gift is for you and you alone. And you choose what's in that gift. You choose what is inside that box. And you bring that back with you now. As you're floating there, you realize you're lying in a field of grass, and the wind is slightly blowing, and the warm sun is shining. And as you lay there, the flowers begin to grow around you, and you have all the scents of those flowers in your nose. You smell the roses. Smell the carnations. You smell all of your favorite flowers. But as you lay there and you relax, you realize that there's weeds growing, not just beside you, but in you. And those weeds are her fears. And you look at those weeds of fear. If you choose, you can decide whether or not they are old fears or new fears. They might even be ancient fears. Grab one of those fear weeds and pull it out by its roots. Look at it, and as you look at it, it dissipates and flies off into the wind, and you realize it was never anything. It was just your fears. Nothing substantial, nothing solid. And if you choose, you can look at another fear weed growing inside of you. Is it old? Is it new? Grab hold of it and pull that weed. And as you pull it and look at it, it dissipates again. It just crumbles and is washed away by the wind. There's nothing to it. And as you look around, there's little bliss babies or happiness helpers around you. And they begin to pull the weeds around you and in you and helping you. And as they pull them, they start to giggle because they realize that they're just dissipating. And they're flying away in the wind. And the fear is nothing, nothing substantial, just fear. And as you begin to let go of that fear, you feel so relieved and happy. And you begin to giggle with those bliss babies. And you feel light and relaxed and release. And if you wish, you can walk up to a tree and you can hug that tree. And you realize that you are a tree and you are connected by your roots to the earth. And in that connection, you are always solid. And you lift your branches to the sky and the sun. And the sunlight dances down and kisses you. And you realize you're connected to the divine. You're connected to the divine and the earth at the same time. There's no reason for fear. There's no reason for stress. You're always connected. And as you look around, all of the trees are connected to you and the earth and the divine. And you realize the root systems are all one. You are all one. Even though it looks like there's lots and lots of trees, you're one. You're one connected together in your roots. And as you lift your leaves, your branches, you realize that the branches are all interconnected as they reach for the divine, and the divine reaches down and becomes part of you and is you. And again, you begin to dissipate in the sunlight, and all of the sun particles become you, and you become the sun, and you realize that you are one with the universal energy, relaxing and releasing all happiness and gratitude is what you feel. You feel so much gratitude. You feel like your heart is growing bigger and bigger just to hold the love and the gratitude as you go deeper and deeper and deeper into relaxation. And if you wish to return to this state, you can tell yourself sleep now as you go deeper and deeper into relaxation. Sleep now. And as you find yourself floating with the divine, you come to a star. That star cradles you, and that is your star. As you go deeper and deeper into relaxation, and you realize it's time to come out. So you start to go back up the stairs. You take those stairs two at a time. Up two, you're starting to feel more energized. The relaxation is with you. You feel like you've slept 12 hours. Every cell is rested and energized as you jump up two more stairs and two more stairs as you go into a more energized, relaxed, happy, gracious gratitude state. And as you go to the top of the stairs, your toes and your fingers start to wiggle. And if you wish, you can start to open your eyes.